Bring in Joe Fisher, voice of the Commodores, for a much more civilized conversation on our Ferguson Bath, Kitchen, and Lighting Gallery hotline. What's up, Joe?
Well, we'll wait and see how it goes, I guess.
Well, it was a heck of a comeback for the Commodores last night in Chicago. I was kind of keeping up with the score as I was down there at Murfreesboro doing the Belmont Middle Tennessee game, and I thought, boy, Vanderbilt's so far behind.
Joe,
this may be the end of the perfect season right here, but man, a great rally and come back to send it to overtime and get the win.
Yeah, but before the comeback, Joe, I was listening to you and I was watching it at the same time. Is that it was some sloppy basketball in that first
some
part?
Terrible
of it.
Defense.
What do you think? Just kind of time change. What, you know, flying over the,
there's no time
I
change.
Know, I know there's not, but it's something was in the in the Gatorade or something.
It kind of looked like we ate the Chicago deep dish pizza before the game. I think that was one of the troubling aspects of this whole thing. Was I know none of us saw this coming, and I think the biggest shock to Kevin was that the team could actually play that poorly for about 27 minutes of the game. It just seemed like they weren't there. There were some instances where it looked like guys weren't concentrating. There was a lack of, you know, there was not a lack of effort, but it just looked like a couple of guys didn't show up necessarily ready to play and couldn't handle the basketball and made turnovers that were just, that were weak, that were you know, poor passes, poor decisions. It just looked like it was going to be one of those nights. Well, okay, it's just not there. And it was interesting to be over where we sat, which is by the bench, and, you know, kind of the NBA style. So you get to hear a lot of what's going on and what's being said in huddles, and all through it, Kevin kept saying, "We're going to win this game now, guys. We're going to win this game." And then I remember with about 14 minutes left or 12 minutes left or so, when they had the huddle, and he said, "Now, anytime you guys get ready to start playing, you know, we're going to win this game, but you're going to have to, you know, pull your heads out of your rear ends here and get this thing going." And it was an interesting dynamic because the bench really got the game going.
You talk about who was out there on the floor, and that comeback was basically fueled by a lineup that included Keegan Bell. Yep. And really, Alan Metcalf.
Well, they scored, Mark, down the stretch. I think Vanderbilt scored on six straight possessions to get back from with down 18 to down 4. And Metcalf had a couple of threes in that stretch. Keegan Bell had a three in that stretch. Had a great pass and assist to Andre Walker.
Andre Walker contributed his one basket.
And so all of a sudden it was a four-point game. But even then, you know, DePaul would make a basket and go to seven, and you kind of felt like, ah, it's going to be one of those nights where you're going to make the run, and you're going to use up all the energy, and you're not going to be able to get over the hump. But down the stretch, the starters were back on the floor. A.J., who started off just horribly, picked up three fouls in the first half, and a couple of them were just not good decisions and didn't play very well. In the second half, much more like what we've become accustomed to. And then down the stretch, I kind of felt like if they ever got the game to the point where in the last minute or so, free throws mattered, and you could, you know, make defensive substitutions and set up plays that they'd have a shot. And they just executed great down the stretch and made free throws. A.J. with a couple of baskets, Shane with a couple of big three-pointers. And then it gets to overtime, and they just sort of methodically, you know, pull away and get it
Joe,
done.
Joe, you got the feeling once they took it to overtime that it was their game. I know DePaul hit the first basket, but you just felt like the energy was totally on Vanderbilt's side, that they had taken DePaul's best punch, and that DePaul was pretty deflated, missing those free throws like they did in the final couple of minutes. Because remember, you guys were down by 8 with less than 2 minutes to go, down by 7 with less than a minute to go, and there was never any panic. They didn't rush on their possessions. They waited to get the good shot. It was pretty impressive.
It really was, and it was interesting. I know we were talking about it flying back, down 7 with about a minute 10 to go, and you're looking at the system, okay, who are you going to foul? And there was one guy for DePaul that you didn't want to foul, and that was Burns. He was the clutch shooter, 80% and all that. Well, DePaul kind of in some ways did Vanderbilt a favor because they made Burns inbound the basketball. So he was the guy that was throwing the ball in, so pretty much Vanderbilt was going to foul whoever the ball went to. As it turned out, on the two occasions where they missed free throws in that last minute, the ball went to the guys that Vanderbilt wanted to get it. So you have to have a little luck. You have to engineer some things, and they were able to work it out down the stretch. And, you know, as Kevin told me in the post game, it's not an art contest. It's a math contest.
That was a good line.
So it was a nice win for them.
Joe, thanks a lot as always, and we'll visit with you again tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I want to mention something real quickly, Kevin. Last night we had a technical issue in the postgame show where they lost the broadcast for a few minutes.
I thought Horner might have just gotten mad and pulled the plug on you guys.
That certainly could have been a possibility, but no, we lost apparently the satellite feed from our studios to our network affiliates for a few minutes. It did come back, and then we rejoined later on, but you know, it is a technical world, and occasionally those kind of things happen, so we certainly apologize for that. But
that was a pizza break.
It wasn't somebody flipping a switch and going home, you know.
Especially after a big win.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Okay, guys.